Hi, Lalita. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Lolita and I work for the Office for National Statistics. We're here to promote the census and to encourage everyone to do it and how the importance of doing it as well.
So why do you think filling out the census is important?
Filling out the census is very important because it helps funding decisions on public services in our area, like, for instance, doctor surgeries, schools, buses, university research use it as well, mosques, anything that will make our life easier, basically. It helps with that. So it's very important to do it. It happens also once a decade, so it's once every 10 years. So it's really important for our voice to be heard. And that will help them inform the future of our local area. So by filling it in, it will show what our needs are and, you know, they can help us to live a better life, basically.
Yeah. So adding on to that, why do you think some people are skeptical of the census and what is your response to that?
For me, I feel like a lot of the community that I'm working with, they've come from, backgrounds which they've had persecution, they don't trust their government. So I can understand that they would feel reluctant to fill it and be a bit worried. But what I can say, the census is confidential. So all the information you put in, basically, you cannot access it at all. So the government, it is independent from the government and they cannot access it. So this means that it will not affect your benefit. It will not affect your immigration status, your taxes, your resident applications. So feel comfortable to fill it in. And we want you to be as honest as possible. And it is protected by law, basically. So it's a crime for anyone to share your information. And the information is just gathered there and will not be accessible to anybody, to the public, till another 100 years. So it's really important to do it.
Yeah.
And feel safe. Yeah.
I think that's very important for people to feel safe that the information isn't going anywhere and that I guess all people who are part of the census by law can't share that information. So my final question is, how does one complete the census and where can they go to get support in filling it out?
Completing it is very easy. Hopefully by now everyone has received a 16-digit code, either a form of a letter or a questionnaire form. If you've got access to a laptop or a tablet or a telephone, you can fill it online because it's digital first this year. I mean, we're launching it digital. So it's very easy. You just put that code in. You go to www.census.gov.uk, follow it, and it doesn't take that long to do. If someone hasn't got access to the internet and they prefer to do it on a paper form, we can provide paper forms. Some people have already received the paper questionnaires. So you could either do it either online or by paper form, pop it in the free envelope and stick it in the post. Another way of doing it, we've got census support centres. I know there's one in Leicester which is open. So the E2 community hub, which is 2 to 4 Home Farm Close, LE4ORU, is open, and the telephone is, I don't know if you need it now, but I'll just give it to you. It's 0116-235-9481. You can also book an appointment with them. They can help you fill it in. If you need to arrange with an interpreter or someone like that, my details are available as well, so I could help with that call. Another way, you can go on onto the website. We've got 50 languages, so the questionnaire is all is interpreted in 50 languages. You just click on the language that you need and it just explains it all in detail. Another way, there is a call center which when you call the hotline, you know, the census line, they can arrange for an appointment with a three-way conversation with an interpreter as well, you know. So there's a lot of easy ways to do it. you don't have to, you can, if you want, if you've got a friend or a family or a member of the family who can help you do it, you and you trust them, you can, they can help you do it. There's nothing to say that they're not allowed to. It's not too hard, and hopefully, you know, we can help you to do it.
I think I'm just going to add one more question. How the deadline was, the deadline was the 21st of March. Can people still fill it out if they haven't filled it out?
Yes, definitely. Although it's not so much as a deadline, 21st of March is a snapshot of the day of the census. So what we like you to do when you are thinking, when you're filling the questionnaire or online, we just need you to think of that day, the 21st of March, and who was there with you in the house. If you had any visitors, you add them on the list. And if it's just your family, you just put your family. So it's a snapshot of that day. So if anything happens after or before, it doesn't matter. It's who was there on the 21st. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it's over. In fact, it isn't. You've got plenty of time. You've got till middle of May to actually do it. But we just want people to sort of try and do it as soon as possible. And the reason for that is because if you don't do it, unfortunately, you might get a knock on the door. Census field support teams, they're going to be visiting. You're going to get a reminder as well why you didn't fill it in. And we have to tell everyone it is required by law. Unfortunately, we have, you know, it's a positive thing. It's going to help our community. So don't take it as a negative thing. It's something that is going to help improve our lives here. Like, for instance, if we need more schools, like for the Arabic community, you know, if you need more doctor surgeries, you need housing, bigger houses, you know, so all that, it's for us to sort of play our part and explain what our situation is. So then in the future, people who haven't been counted, who have only just arrived in the UK, maybe just a few years ago, need to be on the census. So they know they're here. There's that community is going to be here. So they might need extra funding in certain areas, in community centers and all sorts of things. So if you don't fill it in, you can't say later on, oh, they've not helped me in certain areas. So it is really important to put that in and put that you're from a sort of an ethnic background or wherever you come from, so they can help, you know, with all your needs. So yes, help is available. You've got plenty of time to do it. And unfortunately, we don't want anyone to visit you and maybe you feel a bit, oh, why they're coming round. So that's why we thought it's best to just try and explain it as soon as possible. Do it as soon as you can. Then you won't get any visitors knocking on your door. And, you know, you've done it and it's done.
Mm. Perfect. Is there anything else you want to add on that I haven't asked you? Any final information?
Not much. Just take it as a positive thing. Don't take it as a negative. Don't think, oh, I'm worried if my benefit is going to affect it or anything like that. Because, you know, just be reassured that the census is safe. No one can access the information. No government can access it. It is an independent survey, and it's just to help you know, our community, you know, to improve our lives basically in all aspects. And it's just for us to put ourselves on the map, you know, if we're not already there. So thank you.
Thank you so much for this. This was great.
Thank you.